CQ, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
WAK4HR with one announcement.
Good evening, AK4HR. Mike, go right ahead with your announcement.
Yeah, just real quick, earlier today I had put a call out on the repeater. We actually had a young lady on our street go missing, and I just wanted to report that she is home safe, was found, no ill issues or anything. But again, I talked to Gary, John, and a couple other folks earlier today, and just kind of to notify a few people to kind of keep an eye out on the news that actually broadcast that she was missing, and I would kind of point some people to that article. But just wanted to let everybody know that she is home safe and sound. Over.
Well, we appreciate you bringing that to the net, Mike, to let everybody know the ending was a good ending to that story. We had one of those, a three-year-old was lost up in our area. And the next day, my wife told me they found her. She was in the house, so she never left the house. But they couldn't find her. But they eventually found her in the house. So we like those stories with happy endings. Appreciate you bringing that to us, Mike. Do you have anything else?
For tonight, again, I'll probably be monitoring for a little while, but no traffic, no additional comments. If you want to go ahead and check me in, and like I say, I'll probably be hanging out for a while, but appreciate you giving me time to make that announcement. 73, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem, Mike. Appreciate you being here tonight. Any other stations with bulletins, announcements, or traffic for the net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like that's got it. We do have some pre-check-ins. I'm going to go ahead and recognize W4FCM. That's Fred over in Travelers Rest. Ring with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Hope you and Miss Isla are doing well. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being around tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane. He's over at 6 Mile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And AK4HR, that's Mike, who just brought us an announcement from Cincinnativille. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. And let's go give it a pause for brand new radio ham radio operators that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Never checked into a net before or very seldom. Not really sure of the protocol and just want to get checked in and get their feet wet. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, well, may not have any tonight, but I remember when I was a brand new ham, I think I waited 6 months before I checked in after I got my license. So, I know what it's like to be gun-shy on the pulling the trigger on the mic, but if you are a brand-new ham and you haven't checked in yet, that's what that spot is for. Most net controllers will do that once a night just to give you the opportunity to check in. So we do have an Echolink station, so let's give Echolink stations the opportunity to check in next. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in KJ4HKC, that's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie. John, our current QTH is we're camping on Lake Kiowee, and I'll be negative and negative. And good evening to you, Dave, and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC. That's John, who is having a good time camping on Lake Kiwi this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you guys stay warm up there. I know it gets kind of chilly up there. That's getting up there in the altitude. Guys, stay warm. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and hope all's going well with your camping trip. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
WJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 each for each one of you.
W. Miss Sam, you're doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4,
India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
W4DJW. Just want to say your station sounds so good tonight. Really clear, nice. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would. Please, everybody, have a good night. 7-3.
Debbie. Hello, Dave. This is Sam at Slab 10. KG4LPF. Kilo Golf 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot. Good evening to you. Thanks for calling the net. Good night to you, bud.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4JFO. That's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. You're sounding good. Hope you guys are staying warm, too. I know the temperatures are starting to dip down. We got a freeze warning the other night. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, appreciate you being with us this evening. And Sid calls the 14664 net, 14664, on just a click or two up from where we are on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock with a tone of appeal tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 o'clock, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it. I had to work this past Sunday, so I missed it, Sid. I apologize, but that happens. Anyway, you and Miss Beverly, stay warm. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you guys stay safe. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry sounding good from Greer. Bring along with him KC4MFK, this is Miss Donna. Appreciate you being here tonight, Larry. Everybody sounding good on my radio. This is one of the nights where propagation is working good for us all. Appreciate you being here tonight. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And KG4LPF, that's Sam over in Slaptown. Appreciate you being the business this evening, Sam. Hope all's going well with you. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, any other Lima that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix that are called that begins with the letters M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJ.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig. And our daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. You sounded good tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. We do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. Appreciate your loyalty. You're here all the time. It's good to hear you on the radio. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Sounding good tonight, Pat. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W. Oh, we do have Echolink stations. Another, a couple more Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4 ACA Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
And I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HEL, that's Ed over River Falls. Good to have you as night, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And KO4ACA, that's Bill over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you. And KI5KYX, that's John in Pecane, Missouri, I think it is. Correct me if I'm wrong there, John, but appreciate you being with us this evening. And just to let you know, we're here 365 days a year. 7 days a week. Appreciate you stopping by every chance you get. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4, never give up. Roper Mountain Road, Greenville, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4NGU. That's Phil over on Roper Mountain Road. Be careful out there on the mobile field. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. Drive careful. Any other stations, Mike through Papa? Okay, moving right along to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. 10 Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
Well, John, you might have this group to yourself. Net Control, like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, John. I do have you down for comments, so we will be back to you in a little bit. Anybody care to join John in the Quebec through Tango group called W4DJW? All right. Looks like John is the sole owner of the Quebec through Tango group this evening. Congratulations, John. You won Quebec through Tango. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like they haven't made their round. Usually those guys are checking into other nets and they don't make it over here till later, so we'll hang on to the Uniform through Zulu group until we get to second shift. Go ahead now and bump it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW, November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joel and Travelers Rest. Good evening, Dave and Annette. I have no traffic. I'll be around for rag 2. Good evening.
Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim, and Taylor. I'll be negative and standing by for rag 2.
For DJW, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David, and Easley. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing that tonight, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That's David over in Inman. Sounding good as usual, David. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Thank you for checking in. N4DIZ, that's Joel over in Greenville. Got you down for comments, Joel. We will be back to you in just a little bit. KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor. Sounding good from Taylor's night, Jim. Appreciate you being here. I got you down for comments as well. KB2BYQ, that's David and Easley. Got really good audio there tonight, David. You're sounding great. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in November 1, Delta, Mike Bravo, N1DMB. David in Simpsonville, although I prefer to say Five Forks. I'll be listening in, standing by, but nothing really to report other than the fact that I'm checking in tonight on a 42-year-old Yaesu 227 that was just given to me that has not been powered up for 30 years and still works. 73 still off.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N1DMB. That's David over in Northern Simpsonville, the east side, Five Forks. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Talking on a 42-year-old Yaesu 237, if I could was keep up correctly, that hasn't been started since a whole bunch of years. That's pretty good. That's probably got electrolytic capacitors in there. You may have had to bring that up slowly on a Variac. They keep from popping the capacitors. But anyway, you sound good. Sounds wonderful. For a radio that's been in mothballs that many years, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Stay safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead to the patient group now. Echo through Hotel. The first letter suffix or call begins with letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative tonight.
W,
Please check in WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out, please. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
For DJW. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for a comment or two.
DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel. It's KO4EEH, Barry in Central, and I have no announcements and no traffic. Over.
Check in Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, that was a very good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor. She sounded good tonight, Warren. Do appreciate you being here. WB4FEE, that's Dan over in Simpsonville. You're sounding good, Dan. Appreciate you being here. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. KO4HON, that's Brian over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. You sounded good. KO4EEH, that's Barry over in Central. Sounding good from Central tonight, Barry. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy bringing with her. W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. I notice you're not out walking. It's kind of chilly out there, isn't it? That temperature is dipping down. We went downstairs yesterday morning. I believe it was 64. There's no heat turned on. 64, that's kind of chilly downstairs. Anyway, you guys stay safe. Appreciate you taking time with us this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we've got everybody on the very first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RagTube portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagTubes. And we got a full lineup tonight on the stump. First one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Emma. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
For DJW. And 4RJN, sounds like everybody wants to chat tonight.
Yes, it does, and that's good. That's a good thing. It'll leave, because we did finish up kind of early with the first pass, only 20 minutes, and second shift doesn't usually get here till bottom of the hour, so we got some time to kill. How'd your day go today?
Too bad. I went out to get the smaller lawnmower. She was trimming on bushes and whatnot, and I went out to get that. And of course, the battery was dead, and I tried jump-starting it, and it wouldn't start. And then I wound up switching the battery out of the other lawnmower to put in it, and it fired up. So now I've got that thing on a trickle charger. I'm trying to get that thing back alive. I'm hoping I don't have to replace it, because I just bought that battery last year. It's not that old, so... But anyway, things going well. What's happening in your world?
Well, I got bad news at work today that my boss is leaving. I like my boss. I had a really good boss. And his boss would be the boss that I report to. So, and him, I don't like so much. he's hard to deal with. But anyway, that's life. Get you out of your comfort zone. Things happen. Things move around. That's the only constant that you can depend on is change. So, there's that. That'll probably keep me awake at night. But then there's the batteries in the pressure washer, and the motorcycle, and the lawnmower, and what else? The cars, I guess, the cars and the truck. So about 3 years ago, I think I replaced all of them. And now all of them but the car batteries are dead. I've got to go get new ones. They don't hold a charge anymore. So we have to do that kind of thing every now and then, John. Back to you.
Glad. I just hate having to replace a battery that
that I just got done replacing. And I literally just replaced it last summer, as a matter of fact. Now that I think about it, that battery is not that old. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to, like I said, I'll see how it works on the trickle charger and then go from there. And then I got one of my dead computers repaired, so now I've got to go scrambling around trying to find my product key so I can put Windows back on it. But, you know, stuff never stops.
Well, struggles keep life interesting. It makes it, I don't know if you'd say worth it, but it does keep you on your toes. That's especially with COVID around. I was walking out to the mailbox yesterday. Yeah, I got a break like 10 minutes before the start of the next meeting. One meeting ended at 10 minutes early. So the dog and I went outside to the mailbox, and my neighbor was over there. And he was cleaning up from some contractors working on one of those dog houses on the roof where you've got a window that kind of sticks out of the roof in a what do you call those dog houses. And he had two of them rebuilt because it had water damage in them. And we were keeping our social distancing but talking about the contractor that he used, and I was inquiring about him. And he said, well, I won't give you the name just yet, but if they do me right, I'll give you the name. So, because I've got some work like that that needs to be done too, some water damage on the outside area of the house that needs to be repaired. So, little things like that, John, just keep life interesting, huh?
Thing with the battery, you know, what was going to be a 20-minute job of pulling the lawnmower out in a little cart and bringing around and picking up all the bush trimmings that she had cut down and some other stuff that I needed to get out of there, turned into an all-morning affair, because first I tried jumping it off of the other lawnmower, and that didn't work. I thought, well, I need something with a little more oomph to it, so I took my Jeep down there and tried jumping it off the Jeep, and it still wouldn't go. And I thought, this ain't going to work, so then I come back, and I thought, well, maybe, I thought, there must be something wrong with the battery's not that old, maybe there's a problem in the ignition switch or something. I thought, well, the quickest way to figure that out is swap it out of the other lawnmower, and of course, that was a major pain in the backside because it didn't want to come out and get the little clip off of it. Finally got that off, switched out, put the other battery in it, and it fired right up. But by that time it was, you know, close to 11 o'clock, and I started around 8. So it always takes three times as long as you expect it to on a job like that.
Yeah, I hate it when life goes like that and you spend a whole lot of time on something like that that normally you wouldn't have to be spending a whole lot of time on, but it does happen. And yeah, if that battery gave it up that quick, maybe if you got it at a place like Battery Bulbs and Plus, or at like a car place, car parts place, maybe it's got a warranty on it. That does sound pretty short, 6 months.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, and I got to thinking about it after I said that, and I said, no, it wasn't this past summer, it was last summer. Still, it's not that old, but it doesn't get, that lawnmower doesn't get used very often, and it sat there, you know, all winter, not being started, so that might have something to do with it, but hopefully I can bring it back to life. But in any event, I know Harry's out there somewhere, and Joel's out there, and I know Joel needs to get to bed early, so I'll back on out of here and let some other folks yap at you and say 73s to you. I went outside to look for meteors, but it's too cloudy. I don't think we're going to see anything. I might try it early morning hours, get to bed early and see if I can see meteors, but it's supposed to peak tonight. But I'll back on out of here. 73s to you. Have a good day. And hi, Harry. And this is KN4RJN. I am clear.
Okay, John, well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net, and good luck with the meteors. I don't know if you're trying to do meteor scatter or if you've ever talked on 2 meters when 2 meters has meteors that it can bounce off of, but it does sound kind of weird. I've heard that before. It sounds like a flutter, kind of like the Northern Lights, kind of like when you're going over the North Pole to go to Russia. And you can hear them waving. It sounds like their voice is coming in waves. Anyway, good luck with that. Hope you find those meteors. Appreciate you hanging around for the RAG 2 portion of that. And we'll go ahead now and check for second shift. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Oscar 4, Golf Papa Alpha. Jimmy and Piedmont.
DJW. If you would, check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. And I'm in Etowah, Horseshoe, whatever you want to call it. And I'll just be in and out. I'm mobile. Have a good night.
Oscar 4, Golf Papa Alpha, Jimmy and Piedmont.
DJW. 4, LZI, Deans, Table Rock, no traffic. And John was talking a few days ago that he might be going to be leaving us come spring. I don't think he'll get into this repeater from up at Greensboro. I've looked at the map since he said that. This repeater's good, but I don't think it's that good.
JW. Amy, please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, second shift has arrived with authority. The net control lock director, and I did miss one KO station, so listen up, and if I don't come back with your call, bring it back to me again. Really want to get you checked in. One, my hands got busy, and I heard one go by, and I didn't catch it. Net control like to recognize KO4GPA. That's Jimmy over in Piedmont. Good to have you this night, Jimmy. Hope all's going well with you. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. You're sounding good tonight, Andy. We do appreciate you being here. And maybe John will get in from me. Yeah, I think you're right, though. Greensboro's a long way away. Unless he uses Echolink, then he'll get in. And KN4TZW, that's Gabriel from Horseshoe. Good to have you this night, Gabriel. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KE4GVO, I believe that's Jim and Greer. Good to have you this night, Jim. Hope all's going well with you. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. And I believe there's one station I missed in there. If I did, please come back with your call. Okay, maybe not. I was thinking there was a KO station that I missed. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, next one up on the stump this evening is N4DIZ. Joel, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yes, W4DJW, Dave, N4DIZ. Don't have much tonight. I got a package from UPS the other day, and they delivered it. And when I took it, I noticed that it didn't weigh nothing. And I just said to myself, I said, that's an empty box. And so I took it in and looked, and it was from HughesNet. That's who I had my internet service with when I had a computer, but I discontinued that about 6 months ago. And so I opened it up, and it was an empty box, but it had directions on sending their equipment back to them, the modem, power supply, and the they call it a radio out at the dish. So I boxed it up, took it down to UPS, shipped it off, and when I was coming home, I decided to turn down the road. I used to drive a lot when I lived down in that area around Furman, and everything looked good to start with, but then as I got farther in it, I noticed there was a lot more houses. Next thing I knew, I was lost. I didn't know where I was at, and then all of a sudden, sudden I came back out to a red light, and I seen a building over there and a yield sign, so I took the yield sign, and I knew where I was at, so I made it home. And that's about it tonight, Dave. And enjoy everything, enjoy the net, and I'll say 73s in 4DIZ.
Well, Joel, that reminds me, that's a scary feeling. I know that. I know exactly how you felt. It reminds me, I used to go to places in downtown Greenville, and I'd think, you know, I can make better time if I cut across this area right over here, and instead of going back the long way around. And I'd do the same thing. All of a sudden, I'd look around, and I wouldn't know where I was. I remember one time I did that, and I pulled up to a four-way stop. I was in a Pontiac, and there was this guy that was standing out at the corner, and he looked at me, and I was looking around, and I was trying to figure out which way to go. And he said, "Let's see what that little Pontiac will do." I hit the gas as I got out of there. But anyway, I know what you're talking about. That's a bad feeling. But nowadays, on a lot of cars, you got a GPS, and it's got a home button in there. So if you do get messed up, you can just go in there and hit home, and it'll tell you to, you know, at the next light, turn right, whatever it takes to get you home. That sure is handy. Anyway, Joel, I'm glad you found your way home. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. I'm glad you got all your equipment boxed up and shipped off. Usually I procrastinate on stuff like that, and then before you know it, I can't find the stuff to put in the box. But anyway, glad you got yours taken care of. Appreciate you hanging around with us this evening. Hope you stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Henry Kilo X-ray. It's Patrick up in Penrose.
Okay, I think Patrick was the one I missed earlier. Net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick and Penrose. You sounded good tonight, Patrick. If you did check in earlier and I didn't get you, that was all my fault, not yours. Your sound, you're crystal clear. You got great, very good quality signal and audio. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And let's see, the next one up on the stump this evening is KO4BDM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. It's your turn, Jim. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. I have a question for y'all. I've been trying to run on 160, and every time I key up, my DirecTV turns off. Anybody have an idea how to correct that?
Just giving a little break there in case somebody had a red flag that flew up in their head and wanted to recheck. I've had things like that happen with HF. Are you getting a good signal out of the radio? There's no chance that you've got, like, really high standing wave, is there?
I've got three receivers. Two of them work fine. The third one in the living room is the one who shuts off, and I've replaced it. I'm not exactly sure what I need to do. I was thinking about putting a choke on the line coming in, but I don't know if it's the RF that's causing it to trigger off or what.
Usually that's what it is. Either RF is leaking in from somewhere around the house, from somewhere around that cable that's coming in to it, like bad connections. And, you know, when I have those guys come out here to work on that, like I pay for gigabit network, which if you're going to have gigabit network, you've got to have really good seals around where the coax plugs into the where one coax plugs into another. If it's going through a wall or if it's going through a splitter or whatever it's doing, you have to have really good. And every time those guys come out here, they criticize the other guy's work. And they say, well, whoever came out here last time didn't do this right. So I don't know. I think there's opportunity for people to do things wrong there sometimes they do, even when they're thinking they're really good at it. They think that they did the right thing, but then the next guy that comes out can find things that they did wrong. And I'm thinking if it's leaking RF in to the receiver, then that can cause something like that. Also, what kind of power are you putting out on 160?
Running about 80 to 100 watts.
Okay, that's not much at all. So that shouldn't be an issue. 100 watts is a drop in the bucket. Unless you've got like some really high standing wave ratio, are you using like a Balun or is it like a, what kind of antenna are you using?
An Delta loop with a 9-to-1 Balun on it, and an HF, I'm running about 1.7.
That's not bad at all. I would say, I would say look at your line on your cable, on your receive side instead of on your transmitter. If you're getting 1.7 standing wave and you're less than 100 watts, then I'd say there's very low chance that it's your ham radio equipment. I'd say it's more your receive equipment that's got an issue, or the transmission cable going to the receiver.
The transmission cable is on the opposite end of the house, but there is a really long line for the cable TV.
That's where I would look. You know, more oftentimes than not in the past, what I learned from reading a lot about that was that more often than not, when an amateur radio operator was in the neighborhood and somebody in the neighborhood would complain about TV interference, this was long before there was cable TV, more often than not, the receiver on the TV didn't meet FCC requirements. What's the problem? And you could get filters for them that helped with that problem, but you had to do that. And if you didn't know to do that, you would think that the ham radio operator in the neighborhood was doing something wrong when, in fact, they weren't. So I would start off with the receive side on the cable rather than on the transmit side on the ham radio.
Go through and check all the connections on that, and then maybe my wife won't be so mad at me when her TV turns off.
You know, when I do, that reminds me, when I do 30 meters on my mystery antenna, my W5GI mystery antenna, when I do 30 meters, and for me, 5 watts is medium power, 20 watts is super high power. So I hardly ever go above 5 watts. But sometimes I run a whisper beacon that runs 24 hours a day. It's like 80% of the time it's listening, and 20% of the time it's transmitting. Then when I set that up, I'll hear my wife going, her mirror in her makeup room goes on and off when that's on. When that switches over to 30 meters, it 30 meters. When it switches to 30 meters, it makes her mirror light come on and off. So who knows? Some of that equipment must be really sensitive, more sensitive than it should be, or I just don't have that good of a I'm getting more reflected wave than I think I'm getting on 10 meters or 30 meters.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. I've got isolation transformers, and I only run LED lights around the transmitter, so I don't have any incandescent problem. So, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And I'll be standing by KO4BDM.
Okay, well, we appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, Jim. You can stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, the next one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN, y'all have provided a lot of fodder for comments tonight, Dave. First of all, the radio I'm talking on right now is a Kenwood TR-7950, which was manufactured sometime in the early 80s. Fortunately, this repeater doesn't have a tone on it because the radio did not come with a tone card, and they're very difficult to find today. And I have not had it on, or I've been running it about 3 weeks now, but before that, I probably hadn't had this radio on powered in 25 years. So, and it's still a good solid old radio. Works really well. And then for hello, John. I had a similar problem with my riding mower, except that the battery in that first battery that came in that riding mower lasted, gosh, I don't know, 8 or 10 years or something. I mean, it was a lot longer than you really expect. And so I took the battery to a local battery store, and the guy rang it up and told me I owed him something like $130. And I said, what do you mean, $130? He said, well, he said, those batteries are only supposed to last 3 or 4 years. You should have already bought about 3 other batteries before this one from me. So I figured you owed me for them. We had a good laugh, and he charged me, I think, $29.95 or something like that. But anyway, I had good luck on that one. And the third thing I had, I forgot. I can always remember 2 out of 3, and I guess maybe I'll remember the third thing next time around. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on up here. Things have been kind of quiet. I work with Boy Scouts and been teaching merit badges, and was talking to one of our professionals, and we have had scouts sign up for our courses from all but the state of Idaho. And then just recently, a scout from what we call the Transatlantic Council signed up. And basically, the Transatlantic Council are European U.S. military scout troops, or scout troops that are based on U.S. military bases in Europe. So I'm sitting here. I had a young lady in one of my classes in Hawaii. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning there. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon here. And that poor guy over in Germany, it's probably 8 or 9 o'clock at night for him. So anyway, that keeps life interesting here. And yeah, I think John's battery should have lasted a little bit longer than that, but I think I was real lucky. Maybe I got one of his batteries along in there. But anyway, I think second shift's probably coming gone there, Dave. But we'll turn it back to you, and hope that guy finds his RF. It can be really sneaky. I might be tempted to add a section of coax to that long line and see if that changes anything. Sometimes shortening or lengthening a feed line will change the resonant frequency of that line if that happens to be the problem. And then making sure all the contacts are clean. I was told one time that when you have two metals and an oxide layer builds up between those metals, that's called a diode. And when you throw some current at it, it can become a radiator, which is difficult to find. So anyway, that fills up a little space, Dave. Appreciate you calling the net, and we'll turn it back to you. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, that reminds me of what Ray told me one time, and I didn't think of it until you said that, by adding coax or removing coax, either way. Odd multiple of a quarter wavelength came to mind. That's one of the things that he was telling me one night. I was over at his house, and I was reaching up. There was a coax overhead. I was reaching up and holding onto a water pipe or something like that. And he said it reminded him of one time he had an issue like that. And it turned out that what he did is when he got somebody to transmit on the radio, and he put his hand on the coax, and he felt it all the way down to where it left the room. And he felt there was a place in it that it was getting warm. There's nothing wrong with coax, but it did turn out that it was an odd multiple of a quarter wavelength for the frequency that he was transmitting on. And if you get into a situation like that, you can get RF back, coming back toward the shack, because of it being an odd multiple of a quarter wavelength. And all you got to do is, like you said, add a 3-foot section or do something to make it no longer an odd multiple of a quarter wavelength, and that problem is solved. He said you can even put a stub on the side of it, you know, like a T with a stub of a coax going out to the side, just to make that go away. So that's a good thing. I'm glad you brought that up. So if Jim's still listening, maybe you can just add a short jumper in there and see if that helps. See if that makes the problem go away. And then the thing about the battery, you know, the luck you had with your first one was similar to the luck that I had with my first one, first battery for the lawnmower that I have now. When I got the lawnmower, that battery lasted, like I remember, 5 or 6 years easy. And now none of them last more than 3 years. And that reminded me of when I took auto mechanics. I went to the auto mechanics, and they were telling me about the original equipment, like, for example, the battery, and they would show you that the lining, that they took us out to the Exide place in Greer that built batteries, and they told us all about how batteries are built. And they said the original equipment, and it'll have like a thicker lead coating on both sides of the plate than the cheaper batteries that they sell secondhand, right? Which, that's probably what happened to both of us, is what I learned from that auto instructor. I learned lots of really good stuff about cars. But the reason that battery, that first one, lasted so long is because they're there to make an impression. They're buying in bulk, like John Deere. If you've got a John Deere a lawnmower, or, you know, whatever kind you have, they're buying in bulk, so they're forcing the manufacturers to give them the best at the lowest price, because the manufacturers are making the most money off of them all in one big shot as they order hundreds and hundreds of them. So those are going to last a long time because they've got leverage you and I don't have, right? When we're buying one at a time, we don't have near as much leverage as those guys that are buying 1,000 of them at a time. And that explained why that battery lasted so much longer than the other one. Same thing with brake pads. With brake calipers, back then it was carburetors before fuel injection came around. The secondhand stuff was never as good as the original equipment. They tried, but they just couldn't do it because they didn't have the leverage. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of that night, Harry. If you've noticed your Rosetta, I noticed you're still crunching, you're still folding proteins trying to find the cure to COVID-19. And I've looked at mine the first time since the weekend this morning and noticed that the work had fallen off. The temperature had dropped dramatically. It wasn't heating up the room anymore. What's going on? I went and looked at it, and it looks like Rosetta ran out of work units for us again. And now you got to struggle to get work units. But you might notice that if you don't look at it often. Like, I don't look at it maybe two or three times a week. But that time when I looked at it, I noticed there was a difference. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Harry, stay safe. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike.
Go ahead, Jim.
Battery problem. You might put a flat piece of rubber underneath the battery, because a lot of times the batteries will drain if they're in physical contact with metal. If you put that rubber there, then they won't drain off. Like sitting it on a concrete floor. Leave it sit there, it'll go dead. If you put a rubber sheet underneath it, it won't go dead.
Well, that's good to know. I've heard the thing about the concrete, but I never heard what the cure was, just to separate it with a piece of rubber. That's pretty good. That's reason to keep an inner tube around and cut it up, make a sheet of rubber to set it in.
Yeah, I learned that one a long, long time ago when I first started working on cars.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate that tidbit, Jim. Anybody else? Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night, where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the SwapNet edition. So everybody likes the SwapNet. Be sure and stop by with Gary tomorrow night and enjoy the SwapNet. I'll be there if there's any way, anything I have to do with it. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
PA, signal check.
KO4GPA, W4DJW, sounds like you're sitting right next to me.
Sound now on low power.
Sounds the same to me. No difference. Where are you located?
South Carolina.
Okay, well, you got a good line of sight up to the repeater, because it sounds very good.
Appreciate that. KO4GPA clear.
No problem. W4DJW clear.